Al-Bayan Radio presents the following Friday khutbah from Masjid al-Azhar, Bilmo, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد إخواني في الله أغلى ما يمتلكه الإنسان هو إيمانه فكما أنه يحرص على ماله وأولاده وصحته وكل ما يعز عليه يريد أن يحفظه وأن ينميه وأن يحميه من النقص فإن أولى من ذلك كله أن يحفظ الإنسان إيمانه ودينه. ينبغي على المسلم أن لا يتكل أو يتواكل بل عليه أن يأخذ الأسباب لحماية دينه وإيمانه أن يحرص على أن يأخذ أسباب تنمية وزيادة إيمانه وأن نتجنب أسباب نقصان إيمانه. وبالجملة أكبر سبب وأفضل طريق ليتقرب الإنسان إلى الله وأن يزيد إيمانه بالله ويثبت قدمه على الصراط المستقيم هو ما ورد عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث القدسي عندما قال قال الله عز وجل من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب وما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب إلي مما افترضته عليه ولا يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه إلى تمام الحديث. فأفضل شيء يتقرب الإنسان إلى الله ويزيد إيمانه بالله هو أن يقوم بما أوجب الله سبحانه وتعالى، هو أن يقوم بما أمر الله وأن يطيع الله بأن يجتنب ما نهى الله سبحانه وتعالى. وأول المأمورات هو الإيمان بالله وحده ثم الصلاة. فعلينا إن أردنا أن نحفظ إيماننا علينا أن نقيم الصلاة. الصلاة إخواني في الله اتخذها الناس أمرا عاديا وسهلا ولا يبالون بها كثيرا، لكن الصلاة لها أهمية سامية عند المؤمن. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أول ما يحاسب العبد يوم القيامة عن الصلاة، فإن حسنت حسن سائر عمله وإن فسدت فسد سائر عمله. فعلينا أن ننظر في صلاتنا هل نؤديها كما أمر الله، كما قال الله عز وجل قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. لابد أن نقيم الصلاة بخشوعها وبأركانها وواجباتها، وأن نجتنب ما يبطل ويبخس الصلاة، وعلينا أيضا نحرص على أدائها في وقتها، كما قال الله عز وجل: إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا. والله عز وجل حذر المصلين، فقال الله عز وجل: فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون، أي يتكاسلون على الصلاة فيؤخرونها عن وقتها، يؤخرونها عن وقتها المطلوب. والله سبحانه وتعالى أمرنا أن نقيم الصلاة، وأمرنا أيضا أن نأمر أهلنا بها، فقال الله عز وجل: وأمر أهلك بالصلاة واصطبر عليها. اصطبر، هذه مبالغة في الصبر، لأن أمر زوجتك وأبنائك وبناتك بالصلاة أحيانا تحتاج إلى كلفة، وبعض الناس يتضجر: زوجتي لا ترد، أبنائي لا يوقظون في الصباح، فيتركهم. لا بد من الصبر والمثابرة. وأمر أهلك بالصلاة واصطبر عليها. لكن إذا أراد أن يوقظ ابنه للعمل يوقظه بشتى الوسائل. وإذا سألت أكثر الناس لماذا لا تصلي، أو لماذا، ما كان سبب تأخير صلاتك عن وقتها المطلوب، يقول: العمل. فأجابهم الله سبحانه وتعالى: وأمر أهلك بالصلاة واصطبر عليها، لا نسألك رزقا، نحن نرزقك، والعاقبة للتقوى. لا تجعل طلب الرزق سببا لضياع الصلاة، أو أن تجعل سبب طلب الرزق أولى من أداء الصلاة. فالله سبحانه وتعالى هو من يرزقك، وعاقبة المؤمنين بالصلاة، والعاقبة للتقوى. والله لا تقوم للأمة قائمة إلا إذا أقامت الصلاة وأدتها كما أمر الله سبحانه وتعالى، وهو من أوثق ما يسدد الإنسان على دينه ويزيد إيمانه، أن يقوم بأوجب المأمورات وهو الصلاة، وسائر المأمورات على نسقها. وفي الكفة الثانية: إخواني في الله، وما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب إلي مما افترضته عليه. ومن الفرائض أيضا ترك المحرمات، خصوصا كبائر الذنوب. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: واترك المعاصي تكن أعبد الناس. فترك المعاصي هي قربة وعبادة، يتقرب الإنسان إلى الله عز وجل عندما يترك محرما حرمه الله سبحانه وتعالى. فنسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يلهمنا رشدنا، وأن يثبتنا على دينه، وأن يهدينا لأخذ أسباب تقوية إيماننا، وأن يجنبنا ما ينقص إيماننا. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله المجتبى وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. All praises due to Allah. May Allah send His peace and blessings upon His final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O you who have believed, fear Allah as He deserves to be feared, and die only in the state of Islam. My dear brothers, the most valuable thing that we possess is our faith in Allah. Just like anything that you possess that is dear to you, that is valuable to you, then you seek to protect it. If money and wealth is dear to us, then we protect it, and we make sure we don't lose it, and we make sure that we increase it, and we invest it and we save it and we be very careful how we spend it and we make sure it's not taken from us or stolen or lost. Likewise, our health, it's very valuable to us. So we make sure that we take care of it and we increase our health and we protect ourselves from anything that will disrupt our health. Likewise, our children are very valuable to us. We seek to protect them and we want to nurture them and nourish them and raise them to be strong. All of this is good. But what we need to realize is that our faith is more valuable than all of these things. Because if all of these things are lost and we die, then it's not so much of a tragedy. But if we die and we have lost our iman, then that is the greatest loss. And so we should work very hard to look for the things that nurture and strengthen and increase our iman and be wary of the things that weaken and take away our iman so that we can preserve our iman until the time of our death. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die unless you are in the state of Islam. To preserve our faith until we die and we are upon Islam. So the question is, how can we protect our faith? How can we increase our faith? What ways can we take to nurture our faith? And this is summarized in a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is actually a hadith Qudsi, where Allah Ta'ala, He says, whoever opposes an ally of mine, then I will declare war against him. And the ally of Allah is the one who is near to Allah and obedient to Him. Allah Ta'ala, He says, there is nothing that draws a person closer to me than by fulfilling the things that I have obligated upon them. So there is nothing that can draw you closer to Allah better than doing the obligatory actions. And a person continues to draw nearer to Allah by fulfilling the voluntary actions until he becomes beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what we need to focus on is by fulfilling the obligatory actions first and foremost. And after belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most important obligatory action is the prayer, the salah. And if we talk about the salah, many people, they take it for granted. They belittle it. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the most important aspect, the most important affair, the most important topic is the salah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the first thing a person will be questioned about on the Day of Judgment is his prayer. If it is good, then all of his actions will be good. And if it is faulty, then all of his actions will be faulty. So let us look at our prayers. Have we fulfilled our prayers correctly? Have we fulfilled our prayers as Allah has instructed? First and foremost, to fulfill our prayers in their prescribed times. As Allah Ta'ala, He says, indeed the prayers have been prescribed on the believers at certain prescribed times. So it's not allowed for a Muslim to delay his prayer until the time has expired. For the prayer is not valid in that time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns those who pray. In Surah Al-Ma'un, Allah ta'ala says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Woe, this is a stern warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A warning and a threat of punishment in the hellfire. For who? For those who pray. Why? Because they delay their prayers. They are heedless of their prayers until they pray, but in outside of the time, or they delay their prayers in a time, and they pray their prayers in a time that they have not been commanded to pray it. This is a warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we must take heed of. Another thing is that we must make sure that we pray our prayers as Allah has instructed. Well, Allah ta'ala says, indeed the believers are successful, those that are in concentration and focus in their prayer. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. That they have khushu', humility, fear, awe, concentration, focus during their prayers. And to make sure that we pray our prayers correctly, as the Prophet ﷺ taught us to pray, صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِ أُصَلِّي. Pray as you have seen me pray, by fulfilling the actions in the correct way, and making sure that we fulfill the pillar actions and the obligatory actions, and making sure we don't do anything that invalidates the prayer. The prayer is so important that Allah has commanded and emphasized that in the Quran, and He even commanded us to command our families to pray. Allah Ta'ala, He says, which means, and command your family to pray and be patient. Command your family to pray. Many people, they pray, but they don't tell their wife to pray. They don't tell their children to pray. And especially their daughters. Allah commanded you not only for you to pray, but also to command your family to pray. And yes, sometimes it's very difficult. Sometimes your wife doesn't listen. Sometimes your children don't listen. Sometimes they are sleeping. They don't want to wake up for Fajr prayer. You must be patient. Don't give up. Allah Ta'ala says, wastabir. And stabir is a word that is a superlative. Increase, have extra patience. Don't give up. Some people, they give up when trying to remind their families of prayer. But when it comes time to work, and he's waking up his son to go to work or to go to school, he wakes him up and he doesn't give up. He uses every means to wake him up for work. Or if you look at the majority of the reason why we delay our prayers and are heedless of our prayers, because of our work, we are preoccupied and we forget. Or we're worried that we're going to lose out on business or client. Or we're going to miss out on some provision. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized after commanding the prayer, He said, we don't seek from you sustenance. Allah doesn't ask for rizq from you. Allah doesn't need your rizq. But rather it is Allah who provides for you. And the great conclusion, the success will be for those who obey Allah. That this ummah will not be successful if it does not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in the prayer. Never did the Prophet ﷺ tell us that we must enforce anything on our children other than the prayer. He said, invite your children to pray when they are 7 years old and enforce prayer upon them by the age of 10. Just like you enforce your children to do their chores at home, just like you enforce your children to do their homework, and you may discipline them if they fail in their chores or in their homework or in their obligations, or if they commit any violation or transgression against someone. Never are we commanded to take it religiously, to take action or to discipline or to enforce other than the prayer. Just as we enforce them to do their homework or to do their chores, the prayer and the rights of Allah are more important. So my dear brothers, if we want to preserve our faith, we want to increase our faith, let us nurture the importance of salah in ourselves and ignore all other distractions, for it is the most important thing that you can be doing, which is the prayer. And let it be the priority by which we advise our wives and our children to do. As the hadith, we go back to it, that the best thing that can draw you closer to Allah, that can increase your faith, is by doing that which Allah has obligated upon you, which is the prayer and all the other obligations, but they follow in the same way. We start with the prayer because it's the most important. And likewise, part of obeying Allah is to obey Allah in what He has prohibited. As the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, and stay away from the sins and you will be the most devout worshipper of Allah. Avoiding the sins, especially the major sins, is an act of worship. It's an act of devotion. And so that is one way to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well, by obeying Allah, by avoiding what Allah has prohibited. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us in doing the actions that increase our faith and draw us nearer to Allah. Allahumma ahdina wahdi bina waj'alna sababan liman ihtada. Allahumma inna nas'aluka imanan la yartad wa na'iman la yanfad wa qurrata 'aini la tanqati' wa murafaqata nabiyyina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wasallam fi jannatin na'im. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah innaka antal wahhab. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya minhum wal amwat. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين. اللهم ولي على المسلمين خيارهم ولا تولي عليهم شرارهم. اللهم أبرم لهذه الأمة أمر رشد يعز فيها أهل طاعتك ويذل فيها أهل معصيتك ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن المنكر. اللهم أنت ربنا وأنت حسبنا وأنت نعم الوكيل. سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وقم الصلاة.